Brazil may be better known for beach and bossa nova, but travel to the interior, and it's rodeo time with fans stomping to the beat of Lady Done Me Wrong songs and other regional rhythms. For 10 days each August, the small town of Bejetos bursts with cowboys and cowgirls competing in what's billed as the biggest rodeo in the world, accompanied by some of Brazil's biggest country music acts. NPR's Julie McCarthy checked it out.
This is a rodeo with, no pun intended, with a kick, mostly to your ears. Because I love you. Not a single second is din-free. Music, commercials, MCs all cascade to make a solid wall of sound. Even the rodeo's director confides, we've got to take a look at that next year. At sunset, the horseshoe-shaped stadium seating 35,000 starts to fill. A broadcast, booming from Jupiter-sized video screens suspended over the infield, pays homage to the legendary architect who designed the arena, the 99-year-old Oscar Niemeyer. What began in 1956 as a simple show under a circus tent is now a multi-million dollar corporate-sponsored spectacle that sprawls across a 2 million square meter theme park dedicated to the cowboy. Choreographed horses cantering to the fiddles open the rodeo and close it, but you don't see much of them in between. This rodeo is about bulls, bull riding, bull penning, calf wrestling, and if it weren't for the cowgirls, there'd be no horses in competition. One at a time, women on horseback race around three barrels. Young beauties with bounding hearts tightly hold the reins as their steeds kick up the red earth. Ana Luiz Lobo took home $2,000 for a third-place finish. You were doing the splits in the air as you were kicking your horse. Can you describe what you're feeling up there?
Não dá para descrever a sensação, porque lá na arena é uma mistura de...
It's almost impossible to describe because there's so much adrenaline that you are almost... It's you and the horse running as one.
At the glamour event of bull riding, a bull goes berserk, tossing off his rider like a Raggedy Andy doll. I ask champion Juarez Terra da Silva, are you ever afraid? The 23-year-old says, sitting on a bull is like sitting on a chair. Critics of the sport claim the strap that is put around the bull's flank binds the testicles of the bull to make it mad and buck more. Da Silva says it doesn't hurt them, it just annoys them, he says. Does all the noise in the arena annoy him? I don't know about anybody else, but when I sit on that bull, I don't hear a sound, he says. By midnight, the vendors are doing a brisk business, hawking leather in every conceivable form. Rawhide rugs, $400 pink ostrich boots. Around that time, the rodeo descends into a rave. Pop mixes with the regional music known as sertanejo inside the arena. 21-year-old engineering student Fabio Valella comes to the jamboree every year.
Sertanejo is a kind of music that most of people like to say that they don't like, but actually they like, and they just don't know.
By the time Brazil's legendary rodeo draws to a close tomorrow, some 800,000 visitors will have passed through the park's doors. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Bejetos.